Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, 1067 The Fan. How's this for a development at 10:48 on Thursday morning? ESPN New York is reporting, and now confirmed by John Heyman, Joe Girardi is out as the Yankees manager. The Yankees, who were ahead of schedule this year, who were a game seven away from playing in the World Series.
Playing in that buzzsaw of a division where everybody's good, everyone's competitive. You got to go through the Orioles mashing in their bullpen. You got to go through the Red Sox, who are the mirror image of you. They're yin to your yang. The Toronto Blue Jays have been to an ALCS. That division is a buzzsaw. To take a team of young kids and old guys that nobody really wanted anymore in New York and win 90-plus games is amazing. He's never been under 500 except for his first year in Florida in 06 when he took, again, a group of ragtags and kept them competitive for a while. This is one of those guys that he's not a jokester. He's not somebody that's going to wow you with an anecdote about how he knew a guy that knew a guy that jumped out of an airplane and landed on the moon with Neil Armstrong or whatever else, like Dusty. He's not going to reference, you know, jazz and a million different things in conversation. All he is a baseball man who has done really, really well as a major league manager. I mean, really well. 200 games over 500 in 10 years with the Yankees. While they've been rebuilding, unbuilding, including a World Series.
One of the best managers in baseball.
One of the best managers in baseball.
His players love him. And look, he's not perfect. No manager is perfect. Dave Roberts might be the best manager in the sport. Last night made a couple decisions that hurt his team, albeit went down with his best guys on the field, which is often hard to critique. But this is a guy who shows emotion. He was basically crying in a press conference after he made a mistake and his team got his back a round ago. He's going to now be a free agent. Remember, his contract was up this year. This adds to the conversation when people say you can't get rid of a guy who did a good job. Joe Girardi did a good job. Maybe he's just ready to leave. Maybe he had a falling out with front office. Who knows? But short of him not wanting to manage in baseball this coming season, which we have not heard that, if you're the Learners, how do you not make this happen? If you're Mike Rizzo, how do you not make this your number one priority? You've got one more bite at this apple as one of the favorites in the sport to get to the World Series next year before Bryce likely leaves. By the way, who knows? If Bryce really likes Joe Girardi, what could happen with that relationship? You've got to make this happen. And this is now where all of the scalding, white-hot takes on the Learners and how they deal with managers can be reversed forever or are going to be proven correct. If they don't call Joe Girardi, which I'd be shocked by, but if they don't become real players for Joe Girardi, if they just settle for Dave Martinez or Kevin Long or someone who's never managed before on the cheap here, then I think they're absolutely in play to vilify and to crush. But they can't make Joe Girardi want to manage here. My guess is if he wants to be a manager in baseball in the next couple seasons, he's going to want this job. How could you not? Scherzer, Strasburg, Gio coming off the year he is, Roark, good arm. You've got Harper for another season, Robles ready to replace him, Michael Taylor coming into his own, eating the top of the order bat who can play the outfield. You got Trey Turner at short, Rendon at third, Daniel Murphy another season of one of the best hitters in the National League.
Some young players on the way too, so it's not a bare cupboard once, if and when, you know, Bryce Harper goes. I mean, this is a good situation, except for the previous reputation of
correct
management overstepping.
But my working theory has been, what if, and I've more asked the question than made the comment, I'm speculating, but maybe they just haven't had the right guy to give the money to yet. Who should they have treated like they were royalty? They have not had a Girardi-like manager to pay and basically build the whole thing around.
They haven't. One of the reports, though, was that they wouldn't go pay for Joe Maddon, who was interested in the job. I mean, it's not just, hey, they didn't treat Jim Ringelmann well. Well, Jim Ringelmann's not a very good manager. I have no problem not treating Jim Ringelmann that great. I have no problem not treating Matt Williams that great. So
but
each individual
Maddon
situation.
Thing, that's a couple managers and a few seasons of not getting out of the first round ago.
Sure.
Maybe they've lived and learned. I mean, this is their first time as owners of a major sports team as well.
So the hope is that they change their ways. That's basically what we're talking about. So far, it's been X. Now you're hoping that it's the opposite of that.
Close your eyes for me.
All right.
Okay. This is best case scenario.
Only for a moment in the moment.
Let's say this. Joe Girardi's your manager. Kevin Long's your hitting coach.
Oh, come on, dude. Come on.
And Mike Maddox is back as your pitching coach.
I'm nervous, too. Oh, good heavens, is that great.
Open your eyes.
Oh, good heavens,
what do you think?
Great.
How do you feel about it?
That's the best case.
Let's go Amanda in Winchester. Amanda, you're
Amanda.
On Grant and Danny on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call, as always.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm very excited about this possibility. I am trying not to get too excited because I have this bad feeling that we might be here in a couple of weeks talking about, you know, somebody else's bench coach being our new manager and not Joe Girardi. But I hope it happens. I get nervous, too, when, Grant, you start doing that. What if this and what if that and what if everything goes great? Because nothing ever goes exactly right in this town. But I sure hope they do it. I think that the right manager with this group of guys is we're going to have one last shot to really go the whole distance next year. And after that, I think it's probably too much in flux to expect a World Series caliber team.
Appreciate you. Let's go to Mark in D.C. Hey, Mark. Joe Girardi is available.
Hey, what's up? Happy Joe Girardi Day, fellas.
Dang.
Dang. Hey, listen, I was one of those guys who was yelling at the radio when they didn't renew Dusty's contracts. But you want to talk about getting over a hump, making your team better? This is how you do it. If Joe Girardi is available, ground control to the learners. Pay that man his money. Bring him south down 95. Let's go for that World Series. You only got a couple more shots. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Think
you, buddy.
About the calls that Joe Girardi and his agent are going to be fielding, right? Whatever roles and vacancies. And the Nationals are on the line. How is that not an intriguing possibility? Now, if you're Joe Girardi, your response might be, yeah, but they're not going to pay me until they say, they're serious about this. They're going to. As that the only thing that you don't want to be the Nationals manager for is has nothing to do with the team, what you're being handed, your chances to win. Those are the hardest hurdles to clear.
I'm going to find out if I'm Joe Girardi, okay? The job in terms of, hey, you could go win a whole bunch of games and be in the playoffs, which is why you manage. The first question I have is, hey, Ted, Mark, all you guys, the learners, this whole family, you guys are obviously very successful in your businesses, inside, outside, et cetera. No managers lasted longer than 2.5 years. Why? If I get an answer that satisfies me, I'll be okay. Second thing is, I'm not going to do what Dusty did, what Davey Johnson did, and what Matt Williams did. You can't treat me like some first-time dude off the bus with all my bag, all my stuff in a knapsack. I'm lucky to be here. I'm Joe Girardi. Will you pay me and give me more than these, you know, summer and a half of job security? If those questions are answered to his satisfaction, this is the best job.
Three managerless teams as of right now. The Yankees, the Phillies, and the Nationals. He's not going back to the Yankees. He just left there. So it's the Phillies or the Nationals unless he's going to sit out for a year, which we see good managers like Bud Black do from time to time as they wait for the right opportunity. If he chose the Phillies, oh, man, would I be upset.
That's a couple birds down 95.
I would be really, really upset. 800-636-1067 is the number. Joe Girardi is available. Do you think the learners will pay what it takes to bring him in? Should he be the top priority? Or maybe you feel like he's a little bit overrated and they should go with someone who hasn't managed before. We want to hear from you on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.